On today's Kids Corner, Liz and Lucille try to do a good deed by helping a neighbor.
Well, look, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what do you kids think you're doing out here?
Uh-oh.
Liz, say something.
Hi, sir. I'm Liz, and this
is... get off my property. But, hear me? Right there.
Let's go, Liz. Oh, we're sorry, sir. Wrong house. We're leaving.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It was a typical Sunday morning for Liz and his friends, and a typical church school class with the typical topic of prayer. What was not typical was the assignment Grandpa Anoli was about to give his students.
Yeah, I don't get it, Grandpa. Hmm? Who was going to name their kid Sandblaster?
That's Sandballot. And these were Old Testament times.
Well, yeah.
Things were a little different. But what's important is not the names. It's what happened.
Okay.
Lucille, why don't you read on verse 6 there?
Okay. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their heart.
All their heart. Good. Now see how the people put everything they had into the building of the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Please read the next part there, Mike.
But when Sanballat, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs to Jerusalem's wall had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it.
Okay, stop right there. Now, sounds pretty tense, doesn't it?
Wow, yeah. Say, it sounds like a war is going to break out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, finally, some action in this story.
Okay, Courtney, verse 9. And now listen, everybody.
But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat.
Okay, good. So what did they do when they saw trouble on the horizon?
They prayed, and then they put a guard up to watch.
Exactly. And if you read on, you'll find that things got even worse.
Whoa.
But because Nehemiah prayed and asked God for wisdom, the wall was built and his people were safe.
Okay.
So what do we learn from all this?
Build a wall and you won't get attacked by Ashdod?
No. You see, that praying isn't just talking to God.
No, it's listening, too.
That's right.
Wait. Listening? What are you talking about?
Well, we listen by reading his word and letting him guide us. We actually put prayer into action.
Grandpa, I am just not getting this.
Well, me either.
Say you were going to the dentist, Liz, and you prayed for healthy, cavity-free teeth.
Okay.
How might you put that prayer into action?
Sugar-free gum?
Sugar-free gum?
I don't think so.
Cancel the appointment.
No.
Well, I wouldn't pray for my teeth anyway. I'd pray for a four-wheeler that I could ride into the wilderness, blazing new trails and going where no lizard has gone before.
Well, I think the people you're about to meet will help answer my question about putting prayer into action.
Well, what are all those papers for?
Oh, well, take a look. Lucille, why don't you read it for us?
Okay. Below are three people listed for you to visit. Each has a story to tell.
Oh.
This story is like a gem in a treasure chest. You have to uncover it. Ooh.
Now, I want you to get a partner and visit these people. I've talked with each of them, and they're expecting you.
Oh.
And then next week, we'll hear what you've learned about turning prayer into action.
Do you mean like real action? Like kung fu and exploding buildings and car chases? Cool stuff like that?
I'm pretty sure that's not what he means.
Well. Tell you what. Liz, you collect the stories, and we'll get an answer next week. Now, choose your partners, and I'll see you later.
Okay, Grandpa.
You want to group up?
I have a great idea for what we can do.
Hey, Lucille, I heard a new place is opening called the Brain Freeze. You want to go over there after we get these stories?
Liz, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea for us to pair
up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it by myself this time.
Lucille, how could you even assume that
Remember the bean plant?
Bean plant.
The science project, I watered it, measured it, made sure it had sunlight, and you never did a thing.
Now that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I put the dirt in the jar. Oh, Lucille, I'm sorry. Come on, this time I promise I'll be there. You won't have to do it by yourself.
You promise?
Absolutely. So, what do you say we get together maybe Saturday?
Nuh-uh. If you're serious about doing this, we should do it today.
Today?
Uh-huh. Because I'm going to be at my cousin's wedding Saturday.
Oh, come on.
So, if you really want to be my partner...
Well, yeah. Oh, all right. Today's fine.
All right, good.
I guess.
Great. Just come over after church.
Hey, you can come over to my house, you know. And...
Bean plants.
Okay. I'll be there.
After lunch, Liz walked to Lucille's house, and the two set off for their first appointment.
So, what's in the bag?
My dad said we could use his recorder.
Oh, cool. Let me see.
Yeah, careful.
Ooh, a microphone.
Uh-huh. Dad says it's professional equipment.
Well. Let's try it out.
Okay.
Check. 1, 2. Check. Checka. Get ready for the exciting adventures of Liz and Lucille, prayer trackers of Tyreen.
Okay, now hand it over. We need it for the interviews. Come on.
Play it back, Lucille. I want to hear myself.
Okay.
Get ready for the exciting adventures of Liz. All right, that does not sound like me at all.
Come on, Liz. Stop playing around.
All right.
The first address is here we go. Juniper Street.
Wait. Let me see that. The Wilterburners?
Yeah.
Whoa. I hope they prayed for a mailbox big enough to fit their name on it.
When Liz and Lucille arrived at the Wilterburners, they were greeted not by a large mailbox, but by Jenny, a young lady they'd seen around the church nursery.
So, you're from Grandpa Noli's class? I used to have him. He's a great teacher.
Well, yeah, but who's ever heard of homework assignments for church school? Wait a second. I don't want to record that.
No, I don't think so. Well, we're here to hear your prayer story, Jenny.
Well, sure. I have a really good one.
Oh, good. Are you ready, Liz?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Prayer story number one for Grandpa's wonderful church school assignment.
Well, I've always wanted to be a babysitter. I like kids, and I wanted to make some extra money. But I was really scared about all that responsibility. So much can go wrong with little kids.
So what did you do?
Well, I talked with my mom. She suggested I pray about it. At first, I asked God to take away my fear. But when a neighbor asked me to babysit, I was still really scared and I said no. The whole idea just made me shake all over, just thinking about what could go wrong.
So what happened that made you overcome your fear?
Well, I kept praying and asking God to help me. Then one day, I was at the library. They have this bulletin board with all kinds of things up there. And I saw a notice on the bulletin board for a babysitting class.
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the community room.
Oh, yeah. So you took a class?
Oh, and not only that, but an emergency services people offered a CPR class.
CPR?
Oh, I know what that is. That's that cardiopulmonary regurgitation thing that you do.
That's close. It's an emergency procedure to help someone who's not breathing or whose heart stops.
Oh. Wait a second. So you brought one of your kids back to life from the brink of death?
No.
No.
But once one of them choked on a hot dog, and since I'd seen how to do the Heimlich maneuver, I popped it right out.
Oh, cool.
Well, that must have been scary.
Well, it can happen to anybody. But you know what? It was after I prayed and asked God to help me overcome my fear that I found the class and took it. It was like he led me to it all the way. And now each time I babysit, I always ask God to give me patience, wisdom, and safety. And I haven't lost one yet.
Liz and Lucille left Jenny's and headed to the Clayton's house, the next appointment on their list.
All right, Mark, I'm going to record this so we can hear it back next week. I sure hope there's some action in this story. And Grandpa Noli's class prayer and action story number 2. You're on.
I've prayed a lot, especially during algebra tests.
Yeah, me too.
But if I had to pick one answer to prayer, it would be about missions.
Oh, cool. Like secret missions? Behind enemy lines with hand grenades and night vision goggles
Not that kind of mission, no. Christian missions.
Oh.
See, my older brother is a missionary in a little village overseas.
Oh, so he helps people learn about God?
That's right. anyway, he wrote us one month and said their support was running low and asked us to pray that extra money would come through. So our family started to pray. That's when I got an idea about a church craft fair.
Oh, boy.
Wow, with boots and food and jewelry and all that stuff?
Right. Normally, craft fairs don't bring in that much money. But when folks found out it was to support a missionary, well, we raised enough to take care of my brother and his family for 6 months.
Wow, that's great.
Prayer and trust in God helped push us to do something to help. It was a great feeling to be part of that.
I don't suppose there was a car chase on the way to the craft fair, was there?
Not that I recall.
I didn't think so.
Before going to their final appointment, Liz convinced Lucille to stop by the new Brain Freeze so he could get a tasty treat.
Oh, man, I don't know if I can handle any more interviews today.
Well, I thought those stories were inspiring.
Well, maybe, but there was no action.
Liz, look at what God did with some prayers and a small craft fair.
Craft fair.
And a worried babysitter. Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, whoa, hey, wow.
What?
It's not near as cool as this candy apple Slurpo.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. Here, try this.
All right.
See, I told you to freeze your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if I can get the straw to the bottom where the good stuff is.
Liz, we gotta go.
Well, I can't get this top.
Come on, it's almost time for dinner. If we don't.
Whoa, my brain freeze!
Oh, no, it's all over the papers.
Oh, here, let me wipe it off.
Oh, you're smearing the addresses.
What?
Now we can't even read the last one.
Oh, wait, now come on, here, give it to me. Let's see, we went to the Wilberhammers.
Wilter Burners.
Oh, right. And they lived on Jupiter Street.
Juniper.
And Mark Clearhead.
Clayton.
Oh, he was next. Mm-hmm. And our third is Mr. Whatever his name is at 352 Elm Street.
Looks like a 7.
No.
Two.
Well, maybe.
And that 3 could be an 8.
Oh, no. Trust me. It's 357 Elm. I'm sure of it.
I hope you're right.
Oh, wow. This family should pray for a lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
Look at how high the grass is.
I know. Well, look, there's somebody at the door. Oh,
okay.
Hey, what do you kids think you're doing out here?
Uh-oh.
Liz, say something.
Hi, sir.
Hi.
I'm Liz, and this is Lucille.
Hi.
And we're in Grandpa and
Noli. Oh, no, I'm not buying anything, you hear me? No.
No, we aren't selling anything.
No.
Oh, then just get off my property.
But...
hear me? Right now.
Sir, we're here because...
leave.
Let's go, Liz. We're sorry, sir. Wrong house, we're leaving. If somebody wouldn't have spoke his brain freeze.
Become part of the Bible story and listen as the greatest stories of the Bible come to life.
Jesus, wake up, Master. Help us,
Master. Wake up,
Master.
We're going to drown.
Help us, please.
Don't you even care?
Check out Kids Corner's Bible Stories podcast, an immersive audio drama series.
But he's alive. He sat here among us. He walked with us.
Close your eyes and listen to biblical characters telling their part in God's big story.
A lion. I call upon the name of the Lord of hosts. Let go of my sheep. Let go.
Choose from over 50 stories spanning from creation.
And light started shining. God looked at the light and saw that it was good.
Through the history of the early church,
there was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind.
Well, Paul, what should we do now?
Each story has a devotional with memory verses and Bible readings to help you take a deep dive into Scripture. Check out our Bible Stories podcast.
He's alive! Lazarus is alive!
At kidscorner.net.
Yes! Jesus, yes!
And discover your place in God's big story.
Get off my property, hear me? Right now!
Oh, man. Why did he get so mad at us, Lucille? We didn't do anything wrong.
I know. Well, it was almost some action for you, at least.
Come
on. Isn't that what you wanted?
Well, yeah, but that man sure was rude. Mm. Man, he needs some...
What he needs is prayer.
What?
Yeah, only reason people are that mean is because they're unhappy. He probably doesn't know God, and what he needs is someone to pray for him. Think about it.
Well, but what good is that gonna do? I mean, come on, the guy's meaner than a snake. In fact, he makes snakes look hospitable.
Well, all I know is we went there by accident.
Yeah.
Your brain freeze. Mm. But God knows that man's problems, and if we pray, maybe he'll show us a way to help the old guy.
Throughout the week, Liz thought about the old man on Elm Street a lot. He told his parents about what had happened, and they prayed before each meal, asking God to touch the man's life in some way. By the next church school session, Liz had an idea brewing.
He yelled at you, did he?
Oh, yeah, just listen.
Get off my property, you hear me? Right now.
But Lucille had a good idea.
I did?
Yeah, you told me to pray for him.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hmm. So I've been praying for him, because something must be bothering him to make him so grumpy. Mm-hmm. But I have another idea, Grandpa.
Really?
Yeah. Lucille, do you remember what his lawn looked like?
Oh, yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah.
The grass was this high, and there were weeds all around the place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been praying about the guy, and I think I want to put my prayer into action. I want to help fix up his yard.
Hmm.
Wow, Liz.
Yeah, that's a great idea,
Liz. It sure is.
You know, today's a nice day, and I'm sure we could get some kids to help out.
Oh, you think?
After you go home and have some lunch, we could meet back here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, that would be
absolutely
great. Hey, and then you could talk to him, Grandpa. Maybe you wouldn't be quite so grumpy with an old person.
Now, who are you calling old?
Oh, sorry, Grandpa. I didn't mean...
I know what you meant.
Oh.
I think you're onto something, and I'm proud of the both of you.
Oh, thanks.
All right, everybody. Liz, this is the house, right?
Yep.
Looks like we have our work cut out for us, so let's get the lawnmower started, and Lucille, here's some flowers I brought from my plant bed.
Oh, I'll take care of those.
All right. And the rest of you start pulling weeds around the side of the house there.
Okay,
all
Grandpa.
Right. Hey, I'm starting over
right,
here.
You got
Liz, why don't you come with me to the door?
You gotcha.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, hi there.
What's going on out here? You? I thought I told you to stay away from my place.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Grandpa Anoli, and these kids are from my church school class.
Church school?
And this is Liz.
Hi.
I don't need to know his name. He's a trespasser, that's what he is. All of you are.
Now, just hold on and let me explain. Liz and Lucille, she's the one planting flowers over there.
Hi there.
They took a look at your yard the other day and thought it would be helpful if we did a little cleanup. Now, if you don't want us to, we'll get out of here right now, but we'd love to help.
What's it gonna cost me?
No cost at all. We even provide the lemonade, if you'd like some.
I don't get it. What are you selling?
We're not selling anything, sir. Liz, why don't you explain?
Okay. Well, Grandpa was teaching us last week about prayer and how God sometimes moves us to action about the things we're praying about.
Right.
Prayer, huh?
Yeah. And since you seemed kind of upset last week, I've been praying for you. And I thought helping you with your yard would be a great way to put my prayers into action.
Well, I guess that makes sense. You're sure you're not selling something?
No, sir.
Nope.
Can I ask your name?
Name's Granville.
Granville. Well, it's great to meet you, Mr. Granville. Now, I'm going to oversee the work, but feel free to let us know if there's anything else you need done, okay?
Sure. I can use all the help I can get. Ever since my back problems, I haven't been able to do much in the yard. And the city council sent me a warning the other day, saying if I didn't cut my grass, I'd have to pay a fine.
Well, Mr. Granville, you won't have to pay anything by the time we get done.
Go get those weeds, Liz.
Yes, sir.
Well, I never.
Well, thanks a lot, kids. Liz, I must say, this yard looks great.
Good.
You did a good job whacking at those weeds.
Thanks, Grandpa. Oh, man, I need to sit down.
So, you're really the one who thought all this up?
Yeah, kinda, I guess.
Well, Liz, I apologize for misjudging you last week.
That's okay.
I've had vandals on my property breaking things, throwing rocks through my garage windows.
Wow.
I thought you two might have been out to cause trouble.
That's okay. We understand.
Yeah. And I have to say, it's a bit strange you would think to work on my yard.
Strange? Why?
Well, it's kind of a long story. You see, my son moved away a few months ago. As I said, I've had back problems and, well, my wife passed away last year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, my son, he goes to church like you. Good kid. And I know he felt bad for having to move, but after he left, he told me he was praying that I'd find someone to help me with the yard like he used to.
Wow.
You know, when he became a Christian, I thought he was crazy. But all this God talk seems like it's more than just talk to you people.
Yeah, that's what we're learning about right now. Right, Grandpa?
Yeah, sure is, Liz. Putting prayer into action is important to building our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And it can help you make some new friends, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call my son and tell him about this. Looks like a whole new yard. Sure does.
Well, come on, Liz. Grab that weed cutter of yours and load it in the truck.
Okay, huh?
Hold up there a minute.
What's that?
I don't know if you can use it, but I have an old riding mower in the garage.
Cool.
It still runs. It needs a little TLC, if you know what I mean. But you can fix it and use it on other people's yards.
Well.
And there's probably other old geezers like me around here. Well, you can have it if you want it.
Really? A riding mower?
Sort of what you were talking about last Sunday, Liz.
I was?
Uh-huh, you said you wanted a four-wheeler that you could ride into the wilderness, blazing new trails and going where no lizard has ever gone before.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, right.
Sounds like my backyard.
That's true.
Funny.
All right, well, Mr. Granville, we'll see you.
All right.
We'll be back.
You
bye.
Take care now.
Oh, that was great, Liz.
Yeah, we made his day. Uh-huh. That was so awesome to help somebody.
I sure hope he thinks more about becoming a Christian, too.
Yeah.
It will make such a difference in his life.
Well, keep praying, Lucille, and maybe next week we can get started fixing that mower so we can help him and others.
Cool.
Yeah, I just want to let you know I think it was a great thing we did for him.
Yeah.
And all thanks to you two.
Well, and a lot of prayer.
And a brain freeze.
Yeah.
A brain freeze.
Oh, Grandpa, it's a long story.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, when we first started this project, I didn't quite get what it really means to put prayer into action.
Ah.
Yeah, I kept griping because he said the stories didn't have enough action. You know, like fighting and chases and close calls.
Yeah.
Ah, well, what do you think now?
Well, Jenny's story helped me see that God can help you overcome your fear.
Uh-huh.
And then Mark told us how good it felt to be a part of God's work. And I think the way that God works is pretty cool.
That's right.
I mean, we really helped Mr. Granville out.
Yeah.
And using that weed cutter was more than enough action for me. It feels like I got in like 10 kung fu fights.
Well, I'm impressed.
Aw, thank you.
You kids sure are special.
Liz and Lucille learned a valuable lesson today about prayer. Their study in Nehemiah chapter 4 showed them that it's good to talk to God, listen, and then act. God wants us to pray and find out what's on His heart. Then He wants us to go out and show people His love, just like Liz did. Liz was persistent enough to pray for Mr. Granville. Then he took action and made a difference. Maybe there's someone you can pray for. Be faithful in that, and then put that prayer into action.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
so do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.